And I'm here with City Administrator, Mr. Ron Brohammer. And Mr. Brohammer, we was talking about this just a little bit ago, but a few awards were presented to the city. Can you tell me about them?
Right. The first one was presented by our Insurance Trust Association. It's Missouri Rural Workers Compensation Trust Hall of Fame. It's presented to us for excellence in accident prevention. That is a low number of accidents, and we're really proud of that because it speaks well of all of the city employees who really pay attention and strive to avoid accidents. So we're pleased to receive that. The other is a resolution from Representative Joe Don McGaw, the Missouri House of Representatives, resolving and recognizing that Richmond is the self-proclaimed mushroom capital of the world. And they noted that this is our 34th Mushroom Festival, which just passed and was very, very successful, about 125 booths and a great turnout. So it's good to receive those kinds of things from our state representative.
Well, that's a pretty big statement, mushroom capital of the world.
Well, I noticed that we said self-proclaimed, but I understand there are some other folks in this great nation that think they're mushroom capital too, but we're going to stick with it.
But of course they're wrong.
Of course they are.
And another thing we had at the meeting was a rezoning for family use, is what I'm understanding.
Right, that's correct. There is a house up the street on Lexington. It's near the corner of Lexington and Spartan Drive. A few years ago, that was rezoned. It's a big, really a big, beautiful home, and was rezoned. It was actually a real estate office for a number of years, and it's now being sold and is going to be returned to family residence. So that's a really a pretty neat thing. I mean, we were happy with the real estate business, and we're also very happy with it as a single family residence.
And being discussed was a contract between Richmond Assisted Living Redevelopment Corporation and the City of Richmond.
That's right. This is, I think, one of the most exciting things that's happened to the City of Richmond in a number of years. But this is the final step in moving forward with the assisted living facility that we've been talking about now for really, we've been talking about it for well over a year. And everything is in place now. That this final consummation was a contract between the city and the Development Corporation to do the tax abatement, which will lead to beginning to see groundbreaking for this. I would expect groundbreaking within the next 30 days.
You read my mind on that. That was going to be my next question. I do have one more thing I wanted to talk to you about. We had bad weather this weekend. The city of Oreck was hit pretty hard. What kind of things is the city of Richmond doing to help the city of Oreck?
Well, we've, of course, Sunday night, I think we had a few police officers and a few of our fire department and members, as well as one of our fire trucks, were down standing by. Presently, we're just ready to assist if they call the mayor or call the chief of police. In fact, the chief and the 911 director and the county sheriff had a little discussion this afternoon, just basically letting them know if there's anything that we can do to help that they need help with. Specifically, we'll do whatever we can to help them.
Well, sir, I believe I've covered everything I was wanting to cover here. Is there anything else that you would like to add, anything I might have missed?
I don't think so. I think we've pretty well covered it. I'm not sure people really understand how exciting this assisted living complex really is. I guess I can always throw in a pitch about our wastewater treatment plant. The construction there is progressing extremely well. And we are really optimistic that that will come in and be completed and operational perhaps a couple of months sooner than we had expected. So we're pleased with the way that's going.
And tours are still available?
Oh, yeah. Just come by and see me anytime. If we can get out there, we'll go take a look at it. I guess I should also mention the sidewalk project on Spartan Drive from Main Street down to Walmart. That project is actually being paid by the state of Missouri. It's with highway funds, and that's a real it's going to be a really nice project. And then there's also going to be a new sidewalk on South Street from Spartan Drive actually to the middle school, and that's being paid also by state of Missouri funds through Safe Routes to School. So both of those are going to be great projects that we'll see completed this summer.
Mr. Brohammer, I appreciate you taking some time out to talk with me.
Absolutely. It's always my pleasure.